This Week in Entertainment History is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance. Join us every Saturday morning at 7:20 for a look at This Week in Entertainment History from WRCO-FM.
For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hours after authorities announced they arrested 22-year-old Tyler Robinson in Utah in connection with Wednesday's killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, his neighbors in Washington, Utah are speaking.
As Tyler Robinson was growing up, Kristen Schwerman says she knew him well. She lives only three doors down from the Robinson family and was a custodian at his elementary school.
He was very quiet.
She says he did very well in school and scored high on the ACT test. She thinks social media changed him.
I think a lot of it's mental health problems we have.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Robinson is expected to appear in court Tuesday. The Department of Homeland Security says an ICE agent pulled over a vehicle in Chicago Friday, and the driver took off, dragging the agent who shot and killed the man driving. The officer's in stable condition. And the mayor of Memphis says he did not ask for federal troops deployed by President Trump in a crackdown on crime. This is ABC News. American college campuses have been overwhelmed by hoax security threats, and one swatting incident this week ended with real consequences, says ABC's Eric Katursky.
A fake threat leading to a real shooting at the U.S. Naval Academy. That turned out to be bogus on Thursday, but the academy was locked down over fears the purported shooter was posing as police. In the chaos, a midshipman shot on the shoulder after confronting a security officer he thought was a gunman. It came at the end of a day that saw more than a dozen hoaxes, many of them, police say, racially motivated, targeting historically black colleges and universities, along with other schools, including UMass Boston.
No tsunami threat to the U.S. after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck Russia's far east. So far, there have been no reports of damage or injuries. And the Guinness Book of World Records confirmed Friday that a sunflower in Fort Wayne, Indiana, nicknamed Clover, is the tallest ever measured. It's 35 feet tall, the size of a telephone pole. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher says summertime feels like it's going to return. Today, showers and thunderstorms possible in the early morning hours. Otherwise, turning partly cloudy, warm, and muggy today will hit a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy and mild, patchy fog possible during the overnight, a low of 61. Sunday, partly cloudy, warm, and muggy, a high in the mid-80s. Few clouds Sunday night, 61. Monday, another summer-like day with a mix of sun and clouds, 85. We warm up on Tuesday, partly sunny, very humid, a high of 87. Mixed skies and muggy on Wednesday with a chance of showers. Your midweek high, 83 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
couple grand to get it fixed. Bank account running dry, boss ain't got no overtime. Friday rolls around, gotta get this party to town. Got nothing to drive but just outside, I hear my ride.
Gonna ride that donkey, donkey, down to the honky-tonky. It's gonna get funky, funky. Gonna ride that donkey, donkey, down to the honky-tonky. It's gonna get funky, funky.
George Jones and John detracted. Hope my donkey gets it faster. When I pull up in pickup truck, Josh break out in laughter. But the ladies think it's cool. I kick it with a mule. I feel the glass be tipping back. They dig the way I ride back. And I do. You would if you could too. They all walk on it when they're done. Ride to you know who. Yeah.
We'll ride that donkey, donkey. Down to the honky-tonky. It's gonna get funky, funky. We'll ride that donkey, donkey. Down to the honky-tonky. It's gonna get funky, funky. All the ladies like to ride. All the ladies like to ride. All the ladies like to ride. The ladies like my Dino S-K-E-Y.
Sweat it, y'all.
No, y'all.
Got a bottle in the saddle, a six-pack in the stall. So, baby, what you say? We giddy up to my place. We hit the barn, ain't no harm. Rolling in the hay, hey.
We'll ride that donkey, donkey, down to the honky-tonky. It's gonna get funky, funky. We'll ride that donkey, donkey, down to the honky-tonky. It's gonna get funky, funky. Gonna ride.
If you head out to the resort, I don't have a donkey for you to ride anymore. I used to. I could probably supply a horse or a goat. That's Jared Neiman. The worst floor and home thermometer is 63 degrees for your weekend wake up.
This is Goodwin P. Peabody speaking. From ocean to ocean and coast to coast, who do you turn to for the best rock and roll? Join Phil Nee on most of these network stations every Saturday for Those Were the Days.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life, I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy. The world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the world can see that you were meant for me. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the world can see that you were meant for me. When you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling.
falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the world can see that you.
Yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved. Nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it never would end. I remember how she held me oh so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. Further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live. Never worried about pain or even how much I owe.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
Hey, we do it each and every Saturday morning at 7:20. It's a look at this week in entertainment history. A look at this week in entertainment history is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. And by Richards Insurance.
With me.
Join us every Saturday morning at 7:20 for a look at this week in entertainment history from WRCO-FM.
For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night.
Saturday night, September 20th, it's class reunion night at the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Showing will be the 1980s classic 16 Candles, and the all-new Spinal Tap 2 is the second of the double feature. WRCO's Those Were the Days will be on hand for the event, broadcasting live from 5:30 until showtime around 7:30. If you bring your senior picture, entry fee will only be $2 to see the movies. Don't worry that anybody else will see it, just the person at the gate. It's not that funny. Bring your senior picture and get in for $2. Saturday night, September 20th at the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Showing 16 Candles, Spinal Tap 2, and be there for Those Were the Days. Two-hour pregame show. We'll be giving away some prizes, playing trivia, and who knows what we'll talk about.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavor, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
It's a time travel journey of entertainment proportions. We do it each and every week at 7:20 on Saturdays. It's a look at this week in entertainment history. We start our time travel in 1990.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
This week in 1990, NBC premiered Law and Order, the original series, launching a franchise that would redefine crime dramas. In 1973, ABC announced it had obtained the television rights for the 1976 Olympics. In 2015, Moses Malone, legendary NBA player and cultural figure in sports entertainment, died at the age of 60. In 1911, we see the birth of Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music. His influence shaped American folk and country music. Tyler Perry was born in 1969. Lily Reinhart for Riverdale, 1996. Ben Savage, Boy Meets World, 1980. And Jean Smart, Emmy-winning actress from Hacks, Watchmen, and Designing Women, born in 1951. Don't go anywhere. We'll have today's Rabbit Ears Memory coming your way next.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency. With today's Rabbit Ears Memory, we travel back to 1969, and we look at a cartoon that pretty much founded an entire franchise, an epic franchise in cartoon and television history. Hanna-Barbera debuted Scooby-Doo on CBS this week in 1969.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. Pretending you've got a sliver. You're not fooling me, cause I can't see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby-Dooby, ready for your act.
right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, though I prayed that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
That's the one and only King George, Mr. Straight, following up our look at this week in entertainment history. Join us again next Saturday morning at 7:20. We do it each and every weekend. Wake up. 7:27, the Wurtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 63. We'll see who is celebrating coming up next.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Head to Viola for the 94th Annual Horse and Colt Show, September 19th and 20th. Catch the big parade, horse and tractor pulls, raffle prizes, and family fun. Sponsored by Chicken Ridge Farm, Johnson Tractor, D&T Well Service, and Strang Heating and Electric. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
7:28, we're at 63 degrees. The forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms should be pushed out by now. Still some in the east being reported. Otherwise, turning partly cloudy later today, warm and muggy, a high of 83. Partly cloudy, mild patchy fog during the overnight tonight will drop down to 61. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and muggy again with a high in the middle 80s. 85 on Monday, the warmest day of the week Tuesday, with a high of 87 and maybe a shower. As mentioned, the Wurtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 63 degrees. Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on WRCO. We'll see who's celebrating. Brought to you by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Today is Saturday, September 13th, 2025. We see celebrating a happy birthday wish to Rick Pauls. Have a great day from Fuzz and Nancy. Happy birthday wishes to Lenny Boy Kokel today from your high school freshman prom date. Levi DeVries is celebrating a birthday. Levi makes the St. Mary's school list today. Leonard Kokel, more birthday wishes coming your way. Your friends from ARC wishing you the best. Sacred Heart Parish would like to honor Rick Paul, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Rick. From your friend Jill to Leonard Kokel today. Hope you have a great birthday. Carl Nix, happy birthday from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Happy birthday wishes Jerome Durst, my fourth oldest brother. Older brother. That is from Butch and your favorite sister today as Jerome celebrates. Janet Matz is on the St. Luke Lutheran Church list today. Hey, Leonard Kokel, we're going to talk about you again. Happy birthday wishes from your friends at the Town and Country Presbyterian Church. And a happy birthday wish to Brennan Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also birthday wishes to Jerome Durst, that from Al and Carmen. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Beth Wagner and Olivia Anderson both make that list this morning. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Myron Bernhagen is celebrating Jasmine Lundgren and a couple of anniversaries to tell you about, Dennis and Sherry Cooper and Brad and Rhonda Lewis. Turning now to the Muscadet, Avoca, and the Lions Club down there. Yeah, we can tell you all about that as we have birthdays to talk about. Anthony Allen, Thomas J. Nalipinski, Spencer Ostrander, Brandon Schwingel, Janine Thompson, and Chad Walsh celebrating as the Muscadet Lions Club checks in this morning. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Hugo Turner, Jerome Durst, Walt Lestimol, and Andrew Gander all celebrating birthdays. One anniversary to tell you about, Dr. Jerry and Claudia Barris celebrating today. And of course, if you're celebrating in the area, I would like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO. FM.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream, making the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover, then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone, don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your
Macy's one-day sale, the one sale you can't miss. For starters, you'll find our best prices of the month on fall's top trends, like $99.99 for trenches and barn jackets, diamond bracelets $249, and for cozy nights in, comfy sheets at $19.99 and under. Plus, it's Star Money Bonus Days, when Star Rewards members can earn Star Money faster. Not a member yet? Join for free online or in-store. Don't miss Macy's one-day sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Wilkinson Auctions is holding its annual summer auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Wednesday, September 17th. This auction will feature tractors, skid loaders, trailers, grain carts, combines, heads and carts, and all kinds of farm equipment. We're accepting consignments until Monday, September 15th, and expect over 100 sellers. The summer auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, Wednesday, September 17th. More info and how to consign with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Join us this morning at 8:30 for your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. It's Prime Mover from WRCO-FM. Brought to you by Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, and All American Do It Center. Prime Mover every Saturday morning at 8:30 from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
This Friday night on CBS, Boss Hogg and the boys chase Phil Neese Ford Maverick through Aubrey Corners. I love the Dukes of Hazzard. And then every Monday we'd come back to school and our little Dukes of Hazzard group would talk about it. Yeah. You know, Bo and Luke, they always won. Then you'd play Dukes of Hazzard. And if you didn't have the opportunity to be Bo or Luke, you might as well not even play because you weren't going to win. Anyway, great big thank you to Sherry for dropping off a coconut cream pie. It was so delicious. And I found out that Joanne, who has the news coming up at 7:45, is not a huge fan of coconut cream pie. And a lot of people would ask her, why not? My only question would be, can I have your piece too?
Well,
understand when will I be loved. Anybody who knows me knows that one of my weaknesses, I love, especially with a great octave range, women who can sing. I go out and I buy the CDs and I download the MP3s. And one of them that gets me every day is Jody Messina. Love her range. This is Bye Bye. It's your Saturday morning wake up.
Boy, you sure look good there, standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
That's pretty much what any brat can say to Adam if Adam sees a brat. Bye-bye. Speaking of brats, you know where you're going to find me today, right? Oakwood Fruit Farm. The Ithaca Lions Club. They're having their Kids for Christmas fundraiser. That's coming up today at Oakwood Fruit Farm. We'll tell you more about it during Prime Mover.
WRCO.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's time for your 7:45 news with Joanne Krulotz, brought to you today by Jones Chevrolet, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. The outlook from Tony Schumacher, we're looking for partly to mostly sunny, then partly cloudy into the afternoon. Warm and muggy today, high of 83, 61 with fog tonight. Warm, muggy, partly cloudy Sunday, a high of 84. Monday, back to the work week, sun and clouds mixing, a high in the middle 80s. As mentioned, following our low of 61, we're at 63. News is on the way next.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. This past Thursday, the Boscobel Police Department was made aware of an anonymous Facebook post which spread through the community and raised a safety concern in Boscobel schools. After conducting a thorough investigation, the Boscobel Police Department learned the identity of the person who made the post, as well as the juvenile who was said to have made the threats. The investigation revealed that the threats described were not made in Boscobel, nor were they directed at Boscobel schools. Additionally, this threat was made approximately 16 months ago and was addressed immediately by the respective law enforcement agency, school officials, and the Department of Health and Human Services. That said, the Boscobel Police Department did meet with the student and performed a threat assessment. The department's findings were that the student is not a possible substantive threat, and efforts made by the respective agencies involved were effective in helping the student. While this information has been shared with the school district, this is the assessment of the Boscobel Police Department and not of the district. The Boscobel Police Department has a working relationship with Boscobel schools and will continue working together to be present in the schools, building relationships with students, and identifying concerns as they arise. The highest-ranking Republican in the Wisconsin Assembly says he doesn't want to fortify the state capitol, which is one of the country's most accessible state houses. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Thursday that lawmakers are looking at ways to bolster safety in other areas, such as at office holders' homes. His comments came a day after the killing of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah, and 3 months after the targeted shootings of two Minnesota state lawmakers. Voss said he doesn't want to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. Legislation that would require state employees to return to in-office work passes the state assembly. Democrat Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie represents a district with many state employees. He says remote work, which began during the COVID pandemic, has been good for state workers and taxpayers. The bill's author, Pleasant Prairie Republican Amanda Nedweski, says it simply does what Democratic Governor Tony Evers should have required, and that the administration has failed to provide sufficient oversight of state employees who began to work remotely during the COVID pandemic. The measure will need to pass the state Senate before going to Evers, who would likely veto it. The chamber also passed legislation aimed at combating sextortion by providing a penalty for sharing representations depicting nudity, restricting the sorts of flags that would be allowed to be displayed at government buildings in Wisconsin, and exempting tobacco bars from the public smoking ban. Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature introduced bills to increase general aid to the state school districts. Madison Senator Kelda Royce says providing more aid to districts without increasing local property taxes is a test for Republicans to find out whether they are serious or not about holding the line on property taxes. The bills will have challenges in the Republican-controlled legislature. Republicans also introduced education-focused bills looking at school district consolidation and implementing a teacher's bill of rights. Nathan Randall Gossman, 40, of Canton, Minnesota, has been transferred to Vernon County from the Olmsted County Adult Detention Facility in Rochester, Minnesota, where he has been since his arrest on August 18th. Gossman fled on foot from Viroqua Police Department officers last month following a high-speed chase. He is believed to have stolen a dump truck in rural DeSoto, which was found in Rochester, Minnesota. Gossman waived formal extradition proceedings, and he was transported to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office Detention Center Wednesday. He appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court late Thursday afternoon, where a $25,000 cash bond was ordered. He is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court on September 23rd. He is facing 9 criminal charges filed by Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher, stemming from the August 15th and 16th incidents in Vernon County under investigation by the Viroqua Police Department and the Vernon County Sheriff's Department. Bethlehem Lutheran Richland Center will be holding their annual fall festival today from 10 until 2. There will be plenty of activities for all to enjoy. The fall festival is important to the Bethlehem Lutheran family. Conrad Prell is the pastor of the church.
It's one of the outreach efforts we have. Hopefully people will come from all over the Richland Center, Rockbridge, Hub City, Bloom City, all those little towns in the area. We'll invite them inside. We've got a spaghetti dinner that we're going to be having, and we can walk them through if they want to walk through where we actually worship and take them down through the academy itself that Pastor Louis got going for several years and let them know that that's still active. And we are always interested in helping out with parents if they need time for their kids, if they'd like to send their kids to the academy.
The spaghetti dinner will be served from 11 until 1. Other activities include Jed's Car Show. Registration for the show will be from 8 until noon. Trophies will be awarded and anyone is welcome to enter. There will also be a craft fair and swap meet. The Family Fall Festival will feature activities for all ages, including Hot Wheel races, pedal car races, wagon races, face painting, crafts, and animals from Tiny Acres Farm will be in attendance. If you would like to show up and volunteer, Bethlehem Lutheran welcomes the help. All are welcome to attend the Bethlehem Lutheran Fall Festival today from 10 until 2 at the church located at the old Rockbridge School. Ho-Chunk filmmaker, comedian, and musician Casey Brown will give a talk at Cross Currents on Sunday at 2. The Emmy Award-winning Brown will present Shuffling Many Worlds, How Being Ho-Chunk is Modern. Brown will speak about his experience as a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. Brown served as Executive Public Relations Officer for the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin, where he won an Emmy for the film Exploring the Artistic Process of Truman Lowe. He is a lifelong advocate for American Indian rights. Cross Currents Heritage Center is a new gathering place in southwest Wisconsin committed to preserving and interpreting the natural indigenous and European settler history of southwest Wisconsin. Casey Brown's presentation at Cross Currents Heritage Center will take place in the old Combe House Sunday at 2. A short question and answer period will follow his talk. Admission is by donation, but seating is limited, so pre-registration is required. To pre-register, go online to crosscurrentsheritage.org. The program is recommended for ages 12 and up.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Today is Saturday, September 13th. Robert L. Bauer, 84 of Plain, died September 1st at home following a bout with lung cancer. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Plain Fire Department. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert L. Bauer, 84, of Plain. Patrick F. Muller, 74, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church, with burial to follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Patrick F. Muller, 74, of Richland Center. Francis Cooper, 104, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 in the Schmidt Woodland Hills Chapel. Burial will follow in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Schmidt Woodland Hills Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis Cooper, 104, of Richland Center. Lois Jean Delamater, 79, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 2nd. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Sand Prairie Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from noon until the time of service at 2. Lois Jean Delamater, 79, of Richland Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76, died September 3rd. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Sunday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Carbone Cancer Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, September 24th at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, September 24th, from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday, September 28th, at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday, September 28th, from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning. Just before 8 o'clock, we're at 64 degrees with partly to mostly cloudy, depending upon where you're at. We'll have a look at your weekend weather with meteorologist Tony Schumacher following ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News at 8 o'clock is brought to you by Prem Meats, an upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor and wine, and beer company. That's Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Utah have released more details about the man who they say shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk Wednesday at Utah Valley University. ABC's Matt Gutman says authorities believe the 22-year-old Tyler Robinson arrived on campus several hours before the shooting and changed his clothes.
Police say before the shooting, Robinson appears to walk with a stiff right leg, and that his ability to bend his right leg appears to be restricted. Law enforcement sources believe Robinson was hiding his long gun under his clothing, which explains why he was walking that way.
He'll appear in court Tuesday. Authorities in Chicago say an ICE agent pulled over a vehicle Friday and the driver took off, dragging the agent who shot and killed the driver. Homeland Security says the officer is in stable condition.